From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty in for Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Military action against Syria could be a hard sell in the House of Representatives. Lawmakers in both parties are reporting that the overwhelming majority of calls coming into their offices are calls against action.
In a 10-7 bipartisan decision yesterday, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee voted to authorize limited military force in Syria, but full Senate vote isn't expected till next week. And there are concerns within the military, as noted yesterday by the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Martin Dempsey.
I still am cautious about whether we should use U.S. military force in support of the opposition for the purpose of tipping the balance. I think there's other ways we can contribute to that through the development of a moderate opposition.
Well, joining us now to talk about that opposition is NPR's Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman. Tom, welcome back.
Good to be with you.
Well, when General Dempsey says that the development of a moderate opposition is something that the U.S. could do, how moderate is the opposition in Syria right now?
Well, Jeremy, it depends who you're talking with. Some are saying that the more jihadist elements of the opposition, the al-Nusra Front, which is the al-Qaeda affiliate, they're getting stronger, and they're particularly strong in the north around the city of Aleppo. Now, down to the south, there's a Free Syrian Army, which the U.S. is supporting, led by a former Syrian general. They're really all around in the southern part of the country, just on the outside the Jordanian border. But General Dempsey said in a letter to a member of Congress, Congressman Elliot Engel, a Democrat of New York, just a week and a half ago, he said, Syria today is not about choosing between two sides, but rather about choosing one among many sides. Hmm. And he said that basically, none of the opposition groups, in the moderates, presumably, are ready to kind of take over go and provide for their own interests in the U.S. interests. So he's basically saying, listen, we can significantly increase our effort to develop a moderate opposition. And that's what he's pushing for now. And so are members of Congress as well. Democrat Adam Smith of Washington State is basically saying that he also favors significantly supporting moderate elements, the Free Syrian Army. And you're hearing this echo of that from Carl Levin, the head of the Armed Services Committee from Michigan.
And when you say supporting a moderate opposition, are we just talking about arming them, or are there other things the U.S. is doing as well?
Well, part of this would be about training them. They're getting plenty of arms now. I think the U.S., if it decides to move forward with more robust training, would provide arms. They're talking about small arms, AK-47s, mortars, machine guns, anti-tank weapons, but they're not talking about shoulder-fired air missiles. That's something that people are reluctant to do because, again, they're afraid of that falling into the wrong hands. Obviously the al-Qaeda elements, they don't want those guys to get a hold of these weapons. But they go beyond the training. They're basically saying, listen, you have to work with the regional partners about building up their political skills, training them in the rule of law, working some sort of governing body. So if Assad falls, these guys could presumably move in as a governing force as opposed to just some sort of an armed force.
And Tom, the president has promised no boots on the ground in Syria, but you are hearing that there very well could be American boots on the ground to the south in Jordan.
That's right. Right now, the training is being done by the CIA. And one Pentagon official I spoke with said, well, it's kind of boutique training. It's a very small scale training of the Syrian rebels from the Free Syrian Army. If the Pentagon gets involved, you could see industrial size strength of training the rebels. They would train them in small groups, provide arms to them, and then move them from Jordan into southern Syria to fight. This training could be done by Green Beret Special Forces. You could send conventional units over there to help train them. There's already a command element of the 1st Armored Division that's been sitting over there in Jordan. They did some military exercises with Jordan earlier in the spring. They're still there, sort of waiting for a mission. So they could provide the kind of command and control of a more robust, as they say, industrial strength training effort that could happen. But I'm told the president is supportive of that kind of effort, but there's been no final decision.
NPR's Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman. Tom, thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome.